உழவர்களாலயமே தமிழ்நாடு, வேளாண்மை பல்கலைக்கழகம் தானே.
நீங்கள் கேட்டுக்கொண்டிருப்பது
விவசாயி
பண்பலை ஒலிபரப்பு 107.4 தமிழ்நாடு வேளாண்மை பல்கலைக்கழகத்திலிருந்து.
ஹலோ ஃப்ரெண்ட்ஸ், திஸ் இஸ் 107.4 விவசாயி கம்யூனிட்டி ரேடியோ. வி ஹவ் வித் அஸ் ப்ரொஃபஸர் ஜி ஒய் கன்யம்மா ஃபேரி, த வைஸ் சான்சலர் ஆஃப் லிலாங்வே யூனிவர்சிட்டி ஆஃப் அக்ரிகல்ச்சர் அண்ட் நேச்சுரல் ரிசோர்சஸ். வித் ஹிம் ஹஸ் கம் டாக்டர் சார்ல்ஸ் எம் அசங்கானோ, டிரெக்டர் எக்ஸ்டென்ஷன் டிபார்ட்மெண்ட். ஹாப்பி டு வெல்கம் யூசர்ஸ். We'd like to know the purpose of your visit and the agricultural practices being practiced in your place.
Thank you very much. Indeed, I'm Professor George Kanyama Piri. I'll talk about general issues regarding the university. My colleague will dwell more into the agricultural practices because he's an extension worker. Charles Masangano is an extension worker. Briefly, Malawi has only one University of Agriculture and Natural Resources, that is Lilongwe University of Agriculture and Natural Resources, and I'm its Vice Chancellor. By being the only agricultural university in the country, we are responsible for providing quality training in agriculture and also extension to a smallholder agricultural community, which is up to 2 million smallholder farmers. Malawi is largely an agro-based economy. We don't have minerals per se, but we depend on agriculture. So for the practical aspect, I would like to hand you over to my colleague, Dr. Charles Masangano.
Shall you please know about the extension work being done in your university?
Thank you very much. There are quite a number of initiatives in agriculture extension which we are doing, starting from the university itself, and we are linking quite a lot with the Minister of Agriculture, which is the main provider of extension services. At the university, we basically train our experts in extension specializations. We have a BSc program in agriculture extension, and a master's program, as well as a PhD program, where we train with experts for extension. But as a department, we also link up with the Minister of Agriculture quite a lot, doing a lot of research activities on extension, and also assisting the ministry as it is disseminating extension activities. We have what we call Malawi Forum for Agricultural Advisory Services, which I am actually the chairman of that forum. But with many service providers, starting with the government extension providers, as well as NGOs, private sector extension providers, we meet together to be discussing the technologies or innovations which we disseminate to farmers to make sure that they are of good quality, and also to make sure that we coordinate each other. We don't end up providing contradictory or conflicting messages to the farmers. So we work together with the ministry in that way. Most of the extension service providers will be using graduates from the Lilongwe University of Agriculture Natural Resources. So by linking with them, we are able to know what their needs are, and we are able to train our staff, our students, in such a way that they can be very useful when they get employed by these various service providers.
Fine. We'd be happy if you would say a few words about our university, how you feel.
Thank you very much. Perhaps we should have started with this, but the purpose of our coming, because both of us represent policy, we have come here to visit a number of universities in India with the purpose to learn, as we noticed this afternoon, to learn how the electronic system works. We even saw what a crop doctor is supposed to do. All these things, would like to take them to Malawi, especially to our country, to our university, because our university is very young. It's only 2 years old. So we need experience of those universities which have been there for quite some time. For example, Tamil Nadu Agriculture University, from what we noticed, is one of the oldest in the state. So definitely we are going to learn quite a lot. And we are very impressed even with the where we are now, the community radio station, e-radio station. It's extremely something that we need to learn as quickly as possible. And definitely we'll take some of this information to Malawi, especially to our university, so that when we have visitors from India, especially from this university, they will see that we are able to exchange this information. We need to strengthen our memorandum of understanding so that we can be able to exchange staff, exchange students, and also experiences.
I would like to know which technique impressed you the most.
There are several things which impressed us a lot. The extension portal was a very impressive facility where farmers can go into that and take technologies which they need to get immediately and use them in the field. Students can use the same portal. Even extension workers in the field can visit that portal and get quick technologies which they can disseminate to farmers. I think that is one initiative which we are going to make sure we start implementing in our university. So definitely that one is something we have already started. This idea of the community radio has been there in our mind, especially in our Department of Extension, and I think we'll just be looking at how we can make sure that this thing becomes real.
Okay, we have more than 6 lakhs pages uploaded in our portal. Person who doesn't know the ABC of farming can get to know everything about farming. Thank you for your visit, sirs. Thank you.
Thank you very much. And you are doing a good job. Please keep up the good work.
And we'll be bothering you a lot to learn from you so that we can transfer that to Malawi.
Thank you, sir.